This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yes, be inspired on this beautiful Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month of November 2022. And yes, of course, you heard it right. This is the Father's Love Show. And as you know, on the first Wednesday, we're having Prophet Richard Gray all the way from International Christian Center. He's going to be with us just after the song. But today, I'm not alone, as usual. I'm with the beautiful and the powerful Lindy. How are you, ma'am?
I am blessed. Thank you so much for asking. Indeed, it is a beautiful, awesome day, you know, that our Father has made for us to rejoice. So I can't help myself but to rejoice in the midst of what I may be going through right now. I choose joy. I refuse to allow anything else to dim the light.
I'm telling you.
So yeah, welcome to the Father's Love Show.
Yeah, you know, as we're driving, coming here, I was thinking to myself that really, Lindy, you must be loving this show, must be loving the listeners of this show, you know, going through, you know, what you're going through right now. But you said, come rain, talking about rain, it's raining in Cape Town. I love this weather. It's raining in Cape Town, just keep warm and make sure you get your cup of coffee. I see the prophet is also sipping. He is there and enjoying himself. Yeah, so, you know, we're going to get a song from Benjamin Dube saying, In Your Presence. And thank you for joining us and being in the presence of the Father's Love. We're going to hear what God has in store for us from the prophet, of course, after this beautiful song. Stay tuned.
On Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
There's no better place to be, even in this rain, but to be, you know, in the Father's love, where you are comforted, where you are strengthened, where you are loved, where you are reassured. You know, I was just going through my status on the phone. I was looking at one of the ladies, Latoya, complaining about these thunderstorms and all these things. But you know what? We're going to be comforted right now as we hear the word of the Lord from the prophet for this beautiful month. It's a new month. And even Latoya's birthday, I just want to shout out soon this month. I know it's her birthday month.
Okay.
So Latoya, be comforted. As even you listen, you better be tuned in right now and just listen to what the prophet has in store for us. I know it's going to be a timely, it's going to be a relevant word. It's going to be a word that's going to strengthen us, that even push us even closer to what God has in store for us, even as we're declaring that we are finishing this year strong. We are finishing this year with the might, because, you know, efficiency, power and might is our portion each and every day, because we walk by the Holy Spirit that is through us. So we are ready for the prophet. Prophet, this beautiful morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. It's nice and raining here too, and cold.
Wow.
But we thank you for rain, I tell you. Yeah. We need it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we need it, definitely. Yesterday it was hot here in Cape Town, and you know, when I saw the weather changing, I was so excited today. Mm. You know, I don't know why people are scared of a thunderstorm. But anyway.
But we are not used to it here in Cape Town. I mean, we come from Mpumalanga. We know we're used to it. So, those who, you know, but yeah.
I mean, Latoya shouldn't be having a problem.
Yeah, but we haven't, you know, gone through such weather before for a long time. So, when it comes, like, okay, what's happening?
I almost said something. Let me just shoot. Prophet, let's not waste much of your time. Can you please share the word of the Lord with us today?
Okay, well, welcome, and it's good to be on the program again. You know, sometimes people want what I call intergalactic, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious words, you know?
Yeah.
And God said in, or Jesus said it, he said, you know, it's a Father's good pleasure to give us the keys of the kingdom. And so God's words are keys. They're just simple. They're keys. It's nothing... It's not hard to unlock the promises of God. It's not difficult to understand the word of God, because especially to a believer, and even an unbeliever, I believe, can read the Bible and the Holy Spirit will still give them understanding. Because how did we get saved as unbelievers? It was through understanding and a revelation by the Holy Spirit of what was either preached or read.
Yeah.
You know, if you think of it, so how much more can we hear God's voice as well? So the message to me is, again, it might sound simple to someone, but we will talk it through. So I just felt the Lord say to us, we got to stay our course.
Amen.
There's a lot of distractions out there, a lot of voices. Voices come through media. Voices come through friends and family. Voices come through false doctrines, and in fact the scripture talks about doctrines of devils even. Voices come through avenues that are geared to bring fear and lies, and you know, there's a lot of different voices out there, a lot of different influences. You know, I was thinking about when an aeroplane has to fly to a destination, many times it flies against crosswinds, and a lot of people might not know this, but sometimes we see it more with clips of videos of airplanes landing, where they have to land almost sideways, and then at the last moment they turn. I don't know if you've noticed that.
With some airplanes,
some footage, they literally come in almost sideways, depending on how strong the wind is. But they don't lose their focus, because they have to have a pinpoint landing on that runway. And then at the last moment they turn. But while they're up in the air as well, many times those planes are also, in a sense, riding at a slight angle. But yet the GPS is set for the destination. But if there's a lot of crosswinds, they angle themselves to buffer the crosswinds, but they don't lose their focus of the destination. So I felt too that God gave me this word that there's a lot of currents. It's the same in the sea, in the sailing and ships and all that. I mean, I used to be a surfer, and I remember many times when, especially when it was storm surf, or the wind had been blowing or was blowing that day, and the wind as a way to force the water to make a current. So if we wanted to, let's say, surf at a certain spot, but we knew we couldn't paddle straight out because the current would just pull you, and then you wouldn't get to your destination. So what we'd do, we would walk sometimes a half a kilometer up the beach, and then jump in and paddle, as they say, our guts out. And so the current would be taking us, but by the time we got out to backline, as they say, we reached our destination. So I felt that God was saying there's a lot of people that are we being pulled by every wind of doctrine, by currents of opposition, currents of, you know, the money flow in the world today. I mean, if you hear some of the videos of what's going on in South Africa today, that the experts are saying South Africa needs a miracle. Otherwise, it's just about us financially.
Sure.
Because of all the corruption and the money's been taken. So we can't stop now, because people say, oh, the country's going to go down, there's going to be no more petrol, regardless of what the voices are saying. We have to keep going. Because Jesus said, occupy till I come.
Amen.
And that word occupy means to take possession and do business. Interestingly enough, take possession and do business. That's what the original word means. They occupy until I come. In other words, you keep going. You don't stop moving. If you know I'm even coming tomorrow or next year, you still put up that building. You still carry on working. You still make it as if you've got your whole lifetime still to keep moving.
Yeah.
And so we have to stay our course and stay focused. The best way, I believe, to stay focused is so simple. You know, the scripture says, keep your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And again, I always say this, how do we fix our eyes on Jesus? It's none other than looking at scripture.
Come
through
on.
The Bible. You know, I always say this, you only know God and you only know His ways as much as you know the scripture, as you know the written word, because this is our compass for life. This is our guide and our direction. Without scripture, we are lost, because remember that saying that a lot of people are getting to know this now. If you want to know what the will of God is, you have to look at His word, because God's will is expressed through His word. We are supposed to pray every day, Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, where do we find the will of God on a daily basis? It's in the scripture. And I tell you, scripture, we will never stop learning scripture and the ways of God. Even David prayed, Lord, show me your ways. Moses asked God, show me your ways so that I don't lose focus, so that I don't get derailed. And a Christian's life is, you know, with all your potential, you are like a locomotive, a train that's carrying goods. We're carrying the good works of God. We're carrying the potential of God. But without being on the foundation of the tracks, we cannot stay focused, because you can't have a train unless it's those other trains, the fancy ones on the one rail. You know, if you go to Disneyland and there's some of these countries, they have a train that's on one rail, but nevertheless it's on a rail, and the rail is stronger in its strength and foundation than the very train it is set on. And so God's word is the railway tracks that we have to stay focused on. And any time a circumstance. Now, for those of you who might not be aware, the word circumstance, listen to this, it's going to help someone, means a circle of events. That's what the word circumstance means. You know, people say, how are you? And then people reply, well, under the circumstances. No, we are not under the circumstances. We are in Christ above the circumstances. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are not under the circumstances. So circumstances, the circle of events, are always temporary. They're always temporary. And, you know, no matter how much a flood or a storm or a volcano or an earthquake is, it always comes to an end. Always. You never find an ongoing storm, an ongoing earthquake. You never find, even the greatest trial is never ongoing. And so we have to stay focused in the midst of our trials.
Sure.
Someone right now might be in debt, and then you think, oh, Lord, I'll never get out of this debt. No, stay focused. If you're a believer, God, you know, let me say this again. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So in other words, what Jesus is saying, I'm the way out, and I'm the way in.
Sure.
I am the truth that sets you free through my word, and I am the life that will bring you into more abundance. And so I want to encourage anyone out there, stay focused on the word. Stay focused on the promises of God. Stay focused on the instructions of God. Don't let anything distract you and pull you away. If you remember the parable of the sower, that there were four kinds of heart conditions. Mm. And one of them that did not succeed, the scripture says it was the cares of this world, the cares of this life. Mm. What happens with the cares of this life? It's when we get distracted by that problem. And then you know what happens when you take your eyes off Jesus? You start looking at the problem, and the problems can speak quite loud. The problem, if you keep your eyes on the problem, eventually that's all you will see is the problem. And then what you will do, that problem will cause you to follow it. Give you a scripture, bad company corrupts good morals.
Sure.
So a problem is bad company. And a problem always speaks fear. A problem always speaks doubt and unbelief and impossible and doom and gloom. That's what circumstances do. They try and dictate to us. But you know what? There is one planet, or if you want to call it, that is higher than the weather. That's the sun. The sun will always come out. As they say, there's a silver lining on every cloud. Because the sun is bigger, and unto you that fear my name, Jesus, the scripture says, the S-U-N of righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. So I need to just, and I'll stop on this, we can carry on just now, that there is healing in the Lord's wings for somebody if they just stay focused and on course.
Amen. We need to stay focused, saints, and on course. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, you know, who for the joy that was set before him, he never lost focus. He endured the cross and, you know, and its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of God. You too can sit on that seat of prosperity, of progress, of victory, you know, just by staying focused, stay the course, and don't lose heart in the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenges. You know, as you are talking here, Prophet, I'm reminded of Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter number 4, verses 7 to 13, you know, when Tobiah and Sanballat came against him, he didn't lose focus of the assignment that was before him. That was to build, you know, the broken walls, you know, of Jericho. He kept on building on one hand, and he would fight, and he continued to pray. You know, when he was attacked, the Bible says that he prayed. He focused on Jesus. He did not focus on the enemy. So this is what the Lord is saying to us. No matter what you might be facing, no matter what you are going through right now, keep the course. Stay the course, and stay on the promises of God that are yes and they are amen. It's just a matter of time, like Lindy was said when we started. We are definitely finishing strong, irrespective of what the enemy might try or the circumstances that we are actually above them, you know, might try to dictate to us. We need to stay the course. Here's Smokey Nofu saying, I understand. I hope you'll understand that the Lord will see you through, because he has begun a good work in your life and you'll surely finish it until the day of the Lord. Take a listen and stay tuned.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yeah, it's the truth. Your ears are not doing tricks on you. You are on the Father's Love Show indeed with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe MCB. And we have on our Facebook, on via Zoom, Prophet Richard Gray. As usual, every first Wednesday we have him, you know, with us on this beautiful show. I see Leticia Gradwell just send us a message on Facebook. Good afternoon. And she was saying amen to the message that the prophet is delivering, you know, unto us at such a time as this. You too can also send us your comments on our Facebook page. Just go there and, you know, and watch us live on Facebook, 729 Capsa Council or 729 Cape Pulpit. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp message on 081-729-1657. 081-729-1657.
Lindy. Yeah, but, I mean, you know what? I'm always excited when the prophet is here. And the excitement is actually, I don't know, it even doubled or tripled because he always comes, you know, delivers the timely word. Isn't it how amazing that, you know, God is thoughtful of us?
Sure.
You know, that we are in his thoughts. He thinks about us.
Mm-hmm.
And for him delivering this word to us in November, that, you know what, you might have gone through so much thinking, yo, the end, the year is about to end. And I don't see any fruits in my life. But guess what? Stay on course. Continue to believe and trust the Lord, and he will see the work that God has begun in you. He will see it to completion. Whatever currents you may be going through, storms and trials and challenges, but guess what? The promises of God, they are still yes, and they are still amen.
Amen.
So for me, that is so much encouraging. So much encouraging. With even with the sound of my voice being husky and all that, I'm going to stay, because I'm not going to allow anything, flu, whatever, you know, I'm not going to allow anything to be able to steal the joy from me. And I see Mr. Caso here on WhatsApp saying, yes, Lord, in your presence. Well, afternoon, Fundisi, both of you, and afternoon to the prophet as well. He's listening. And stay on course. That's the word for us.
Yeah.
Here for November, for December, as we end strong, we're staying on course. And I like what the prophet said, for us to be able to stay on course, it's for us fixing our eyes on the Lord. Because if we're going to look at the problem, you know, it's going to be, the problem will look, is it amplified or something?
Yeah.
And when we focus on God, I mean, it goes with the message that the prophet said earlier, I think the last month as well, that let's not measure our problems against us, but measure our problems against God, because God is bigger. So let us stay on course, beloved. Indeed, we will see the fruit. We will enjoy what God has in store for us.
Wow, it's so amazing, Lindy, that you brought that the message as well of October. That, as you can see, God is actually still saying to us, listen here, I've got you. Listen here, I'm going to do this thing. Listen here, I've not forgotten about you. You know, true to what you said, that, you know what, God sharing this word to us today, it's proof that God thinks about us. And as you said that, you know what, the Spirit of the Lord just brought me into remembrance that, by the way, he has tattooed our name at the palm of his hand. Prophet.
How amazing is that?
All right, let me carry on. You know, we've got to stay focused, faith-filled. Again, it just goes with what I'm saying. Sure. How do you stay focused, faith-filled?
Faithful
is by hearing, hearing by the word.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to stay close to the word. You've got to stay close to the Holy Spirit. You've got to stay close to the Lord. You know, if you,
this is good.
I don't know if any of you can remember this, when you were children, or if you're walking with your children and there's a lightning bolt, and your children will cling to you. They'll come and, you know, huddle up to you. And that's what we have to do with the Lord. When there's problems, don't try and be bold in your own strength. The scripture says, you know, it reminds me of that scripture where Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often have I wanted to gather you as a hen would gather her chicks, but you wouldn't, you know. And then he had to pronounce judgment on them. And so we got to stay focused, faithful. And even in the midst of trials, I mean, when you think about this now, the Bible says, there's a scripture that says Jesus set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem. And, you know, in that scripture, Jesus was knew that if he went to Jerusalem, he was going to be crucified. He knew he was going to be crucified. And he was so determined to fulfill the will of God, even though it was agonizing for him at Gethsemane. And he, remember, he prayed and he actually said, Lord, if it's possible, can this cup pass from me? Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. Can you imagine how focused Jesus had to be at that time? Because his body was starting to, when he sweat drops, that is, there's a name for it. But it's when people are in such, what would you call it, preparation of death. It's almost like facing death. They know they're going to face death. They're going to face trauma. Mm-hmm. They're going to face great pain. Jesus wasn't the only one that happened to. I saw it happen to my own mother in church one day. My mother used to wear white gloves. There's a name for it. But anyway, so my mom was praying in church one day, and when she finished praying, her gloves were full of blood. Sure. And there's a name for it, that it does happen to other people. So Jesus went through that. But he stayed focused. He didn't get off the track. He didn't run away. So, you know, the scripture says we must carry our cross daily. That's painful. It's painful to forgive an enemy. It's painful to greet somebody who has betrayed you. It's painful to do certain things like that. But you know what? It's the will of God. The scripture says repay evil with good. That's staying focused, because it's painful. That's part of carrying our cross. Going to work with a horrible boss or horrible peers that betraying you, it's painful. But you've got to stay focused. You've got to, as they say, bring the bread home, you know. You've got a family to feed. And too many people run away and they don't endure. And Jesus said, he that endures to the end will get saved and receive the prize, have his redemption. And then there's another scripture I think it's in Philippians somewhere, it says that we must forget those things that are behind, press on toward the upward mark of the call of God in Christ Jesus, and apprehend what Christ has apprehended for us. In other words, the Lord's holding the prize, but many times we've got to go through, there's a scripture that says, through much tribulation, we must enter the kingdom of God. And so we don't want to be like those people who, for the sake of the cares of this life, and when persecutions came, they faded off the scene. We want to be those that endure sound doctrine. That's another thing to stay focused. The scripture says in the last days, people will not endure sound doctrine. They won't endure the word.
Yeah.
Remember, with Jesus, if you can understand, the Bible is a book of covenant. It's our marriage contract, in fact. And when Jesus said to the people out there, he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part of me. He wasn't talking about cannibalism. He wasn't talking about literally eating his flesh. They knew what he meant. That was covenant terminology. That was covenant talk. And because they did not want to enter into covenant, they left him. And Jesus said to the 12 that were left, my goodness, or the rest of them, are you going to leave too? And I want to say this to you. Peter said such a profound thing. He said, Lord, who else can we go to that has the words of eternal life? And, you know, in today in our church reading, 2 Thessalonians, I think it's 2 verse 2 of chapter 1, it talks about the eternal comfort of God. So we got to stay focused here in this side of life, because we don't want to lose our eternity. We don't want to take a chance on our eternity. Stay focused. Come hell or high water, hold on to his garment. Don't let go of the promises. Don't let go of what God has promised for us. And to encourage you, you know, Paul, and if you look at Paul and Peter, I was just thinking of those, not Peter, Paul and Jeremiah. If anyone had a chance and cause to give up, it was Jeremiah, because he didn't have, if I could say this, he never had one convert, and yet he was one of the major prophets who prophesied profound things, but nobody listened to him. And then look at all the trials and tribulations and the list of what Paul went through for the sake of the gospel. And so I want to say that to us as well. Even though, I think it was Haggai that said it, or Habakkuk, one of those guys, though the fig tree doesn't blossom and there be no fruit on the vine, yet will I rejoice in the Lord my God. I'll keep my eyes on Jesus. I'll keep my face as a flint. I'll go toward the plans and purposes of God for my life. I will not give up working in this horrible job. I've experienced that in my own life. I mean, I was... let me not do that. So let me leave the rest with you, Pastor Bongani and Lindy, if you want to wrap up anything else. But let me say one more thing. I want to just read a scripture because, you know, life is a fight. The scripture says fight, the good fight of faith. So here's a scripture when one of David's mighty men went and attacked the Philistines. And in 2 Samuel 23 verse 10, it says he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. Another scripture says his hand became one with the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. And the people returned after him only to get the spoils. So the sword speaks of the speaking and decreeing and believing the word of God. It's our weapon of our warfare. Don't let go fighting the good fight of faith. That's one thing you hold on to is God's word. Because eventually we will overcome and then we will get the spoils. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Amen.
And Tinka here is joining us on Facebook saying, praise the Lord, prophet. God's timing is so overwhelming. She says, this morning, Almarie and Zanti Swanepu shared about staying on course with the Lord on the breakfast show by keeping our eyes on Him. And she says, during the coffee date, which is another show on K-Pulpit, Philippine as well as those listeners who send messages also talked about waiting on God's appointed time while we wait and focus on Him. Only that we may grow in His strength and for His glory. Praise His name who is talking to us through His amazing, faithful Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is the word in season, Prophet. Thank you so very, very much, you know, for sharing the heart of God once again with our listeners today in this month of November. You know what? I can tell you one thing that, you know, the Lord is actually saying, guys, I've got your back. I've got you. Just trust me. I'm working things out for you. I'm preparing this table. It's a process. He's preparing. It's a process. It's a present continuous. He's preparing a table before you, the presence of your enemies. Just hang in there. You're about to eat. You're about to feast. So stay the course. Stay Prophet, the course. Thank you so very much. We've run out of time. You know, thank you so very much. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't stop thanking you. You know, you know, for actually respecting us, respecting this show, and always downloading a timely word, a word in season for us. May God continue to bless you and increase you. Thank you so very much.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have to let go of the prophet because of time, but we really appreciate him always, you know, for bringing, you know, fresh manna, fresh manna. You know, let's go to Sisi Winans, who says, I mean, who's saying, believe it, believe for it.
Bona.
Yes.
Believe for it. Believe the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
That's it.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
That's right. You heard it perfectly. Father's Love Show, right here with Lindy Weh, myself, and Bongani on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Even though time is not on our side, but yeah, we had an awesome time.
Indeed.
And a timely and a relevant word from the prophet, you know, for us, not only for today, for this season. I'm taking this word even next year that I'm going to stay on course. No matter what comes my way, because I know that He who has begun this great work in me shall see it to completion. Even, you know, the word, you know, the song that we just heard now from Sisi, believe for it. That's the only way to believe the word of the Lord. The Bible says there is it in Second Chronicles, ne? Believe in your Believe you in the Lord your God,
you
shall be established. Mm-hmm. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper.
Yeah.
That's it. Focus on the Lord. Focus on his word, because the promises of God for you, they are yes and they are amen.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lindy, as the prophet was talking earlier on, that irrespective of what your bosses are treating you, your colleagues are treating you, how they are treating you at work, or even your neighbors or your family members, just stay your cause. I mean, even Lindy, today is testament of that. You know, not feeling well, the voice is husky, but she said, you know what, I'm going to, to the studio. I'm going to Radio Cape Pulpit because I want to hear the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, you are perfectly healed, Lindy. And before you know it, your voice will be back. And thank you so very much for coming in and, you know, to spend time with us. And thank you to all our listeners, those who are watching us online, live on Facebook, and those that are listening to us right now, you know, from your radio, from the comfort of your office. Elizabeth, we appreciate you as well there at AWM. We know that you're listening. And appreciating everyone that sends us messages and words of encouragement. We love you too, guys. We really appreciate you. We try by all means to bring nothing but the best to you, which is the word of God that will set you up for greatness.
Amen.
And tell you what, same time, same place next Wednesday, we are still here to say to you there's a solution to all that you're going through, and is found in the word of God, and nothing else but the word, because God watches his word to fulfill, and you know what, to make sure that it comes to pass for your good. And at the top of the hour, Gilmer Standards is here with the news, and after which Leif Steele. So stay tuned on your daily companion, 7 to 9 a.m. every day, daily companion. Otherwise, if you want to catch once again and listen in once again on this show, you can tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. the repeat. Otherwise, you can download the podcast on our website. Yes, on our website. I almost said email. On our website, www.kpulpit.com. Just download, just go to, you know, Father's Love there, and download many other shows that you might have missed, and share it with your friends, share it with your loved ones, especially this powerful message from the Lord today. You need to share it with your loved ones, those that are going through a lot, who are about to give up, you know, just to hear the word of the Lord, where God is telling them to stay the course, you know, and hold on. Don't give up.
Mm.
It's not time for you to throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. It's not time for you to issue your own red card. It's not time for you to write yourself out of the script. The director himself still wants you to be part of the story. The biggest director, that is God, our Father, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. So it is not over until he says, come back home. For as long as you're alive, it means God still has hope that things are going to be better in your life, are going to be far greater in your life. And he's saying to you, hold on.
Amen.
Don't lose heart. Lindy, let's go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.